हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम यश्चन्दसाम ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृता आत्संभभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तम कर्णाभ्याम् भूरिविश्रवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। Would I have sent the Partha Smarana Stotram? Let us simply read those verses before we enter into our class today. I've already unfolded these verses. Just we'll read these three verses once. Om Pratasmarami Hridi Samspuradatma Tattvam Pratasmarami हृदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वम् सच्चित्सुखम् परमहंसगतिम् तुरीयम् सच्चित्सुखम् परमहंसगतिम् तुरीयम् यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यम् यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यम् तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलमहम् न च भूतसङ्घः तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलमहम् न च भूतसङ्घः प्रातर्भजामि मनसा वचसामगम्यम् प्रातर्भजामि मनसा वचसामगम्यम् वाचो विभान्ति निखिला यदनुग्रहेण वाचो विभान्ति निखिला यदनुग्रहेण यन्नेति नेति वचनैर्निगमावोचन् यन्नेति नेति वचनैर्निगमावोचन् तम् देवदेवमजमच्युतमाहुरग्र्यम् तम् देवदेवमजमच्युतमाहुरग्र्यम् तम् देवदेवमजमच्युतमाहुरग्र्यम् तम् देवदेवमच्युतमाहुरग्र्यम् सकार गोस् एस् नकार यन्नेति नेति वचनैर्निगमावोचन् ಎನ್ನೇತಿ ನೇತಿ ವಚನೈರ್ ನಿಗಮಾವೋಚನ್ ತಂ ದೇವ ದೇವ ಮಜಮಚ್ಯುತಮಾಹುರಗ್ರ್ಯಂ ತಂ ದೇವ ದೇವ ಮಜಮಚ್ಯುತಮಾಹುರಗ್ರ್ಯಂ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಟ್ ಸಕಾರ ಎಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ತಂ ಪ್ರಾತರ್ನಮಾಮಿ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಮರ್ಕವರ್ಣಂ ಪ್ರಾತರ್ನಮಾಮಿ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಮರ್ಕವರ್ಣಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಸನಾತನ ಪದಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮಾಖ್ಯಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಸನಾತನ ಪದಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮಾಖ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಾತರ್ನಮಾಮಿ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಮರ್ಕವರ್ಣಂ ಪ್ರಾತರ್ನಮಾಮಿ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಮರ್ಕವರ್ಣಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಸನಾತನ ಪದಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮಾಖ್ಯಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಸನಾತನ ಪದಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮಾಖ್ಯಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಿದಂ ಜಗದಶೇಷಮಶೇಷಮೂರ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಿದಂ ಜಗದಶೇಷಮಶೇಷಮೂರ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಿದಂ ಜಗದಶೇಷಮಶೇಷಮೂರ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಿದಂ ಜಗದಶೇಷಮಶೇಷಮೂರ್ತೋ ರಜ್ವಾಂಭುಜಂಗಮ ಇವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾಸಿತಂ ವೈ ರಜ್ವಾಂಭುಜಂಗಮ ಇವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾಸಿತಂ ವೈ ರಜ್ವಾಂಭುಜಂಗಮ ಇವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾಸಿತಂ ವೈ ರಜ್ವಾಂಭುಜಂಗಮ ಇವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾಸಿತಂ ವೈ ಶ್ಲೋಕತ್ರಯಮಿದಂ ಶ್ಲೋಕತ್ರಯಮಿದಂ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಲೋಕತ್ರಯ ವಿಭೂಷಣಂ ಲೋಕತ್ರಯ ವಿಭೂಷಣಂ ಪ್ರಾತಃಕಾಲೇ ಪಠೇದ್ಯಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಾತಃಕಾಲೇ ಪಠೇದ್ಯಸ್ತು ಸಗಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಂ ಸಗಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಂ See, I haven't read the translation. I've explained it to you. I had explained it to you, these verses. I've unfolded properly. But now today, just to begin our classes, I want to recite these verses in the class. And if you happen to read the translations, I do not know how they are. But it should be okay because certain words may not be like what our Swamiji uses the words. Okay. Let's go to the class today. Brief class, short class. Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Prathamodhyaye Sikshavalyam Ekadashaha Anuvakaha 11th section of the Sikshavalli, the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda. ವೇದಮನೋಚ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೋಂತೇವಾಸಿನಮನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ವೇದಮನೋಚ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೋಂತೇವಾಸಿನಮನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದ ಧರ್ಮಂಚರ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯಾನ್ಮಾ ಪ್ರಮದಃ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಂಧನಮಾಹೃತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಜಾತಂತುಂ ಮಾ ವ್ಯವಚ್ಛೇತ್ಸೀಹಿ ಸತ್ಯಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ಕುಶಲಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ಭೂತ್ಯೈನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ದೇವ ಪಿತೃಕಾರ್ಯಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಮದಿತೋಯಂ ಮಾತೃದೇವೋಭವ ಪಿತೃದೇವೋಭವ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ದೇವೋಭವ అతిథి దేవోభవ. అతిథి దేవోభవ. సో దీస్ మంత్రాస్ వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ రెడ్ అండ్ దెన్ వి హావ్ లెర్న్డ్ ద లిటరల్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆల్సో. వి హావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ వెరీ వెల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది మంత్రాస్ హ్యావింగ్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద టీచర్ ఆన్ ది డే ఆఫ్ వెలిడిక్షన్ అండ్ ది ఫైనల్ డే. సో ఇన్ హిస్ వెలిడిక్టరీ అడ్రస్ ద టీచర్ గివ్స్ దిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. The students must have been living with the teacher in a Gurukulam for a long time. So they must have learnt all these disciplines and values and virtues always. But still, the teacher wants to make it a point to instruct them strictly so that they would never forget. In no situation, wherever they are, however they are, they would not compromise these teachings. I mean, they would definitely follow these values, follow these disciplines. See, following the discipline, following the values involves one's day-to-day activities. They're mentioned by the word karmani here. So they all must be followed strictly so that it be easy for them to become mentally prepared, mentally refined. The asamskritam manaha, unrefined mind, uncultured mind, has to become samskritam manaha, cultured mind, civilized, refined mind. There's no mind which is totally unrefined. Every human being has got certain degree of refinement. But the refinement required for the understanding of the teaching, grasping the teaching, to dwell upon the teaching, and without being disturbed, to be able to be contemplative upon the teaching, one needs a certain degree of refinement. To have such refinement required for the understanding, assimilation of the teaching, one has to really make efforts. The effort must be in the form of living a life of karma yoga. Effort must be in the form of following these universal values strictly. Effort must be in the form of following these disciplines, especially prescribed by Shrutihi and Smritihi. Shruti, Smriti, prescribed duties must be followed. Shruti, Smriti, prescribed rituals must be performed. Shruti, Smriti, prescribed disciplines must be followed. Shruti, Smriti, prescribed values must be strictly followed. In fact, all these values are taught in other cultures also. But no other culture teaches the value of values. Pujya Swamiji used to say, values need not be taught. Being born a human being, everybody naturally has this knowledge of values. Based on one's understanding of what one expects from others in terms of behavior. If I am sure how others should behave with me, then I know what is right based on my expect, based on the knowledge I have of how others should behave with me, I have the knowledge of right and wrong. So all of us have the basic understanding of right and wrong. It means, therefore, we all have knowledge of values. What we lack is the knowledge of the value of values. So Shastra Jnana, when exposed to Shastra study, helps us understand the value of values. Once you know the value of values, then definitely you will be very strict in following these values. Therefore, here the teacher emphasizes that they should follow these values strictly, discipline strictly, so that they will be placed in the right track. They are strict, they do not go against the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Only if a person places oneself in the way of life, track of following way of life prescribed by the Shastram, then effortlessly one can attain everything one has to attain in life. Therefore, here the values and disciplines are instructed by the teacher again in his valedictory address to the students. Let us go to the Bhashyam part of it. Vedam anochya ityevamadi kartavyata upadesha arambha. Here, arambha, there is a beginning. Arambha means beginning. Beginning of what? Beginning of the teaching. Upadesha. Upadeshasya arambaha. Upadesha arambaha. Here is the beginning of the teaching. Beginning of the instructions. Instructions of what? Kartavyata. Kartavyata upadesha arambaha. Here is the beginning of the teaching of many important things which should be followed strictly by the students. This teaching is given here, beginning with these words, Vedam Anuchya. Vedam anochyacharyon tevasinam anushasti. So acharyaha antevasinam anushasti. So the teacher instructs the resident student before he leaves. After having taught the Vedashastram, the teacher instructs. Vedam anochya iti yevamadi. So in the whole section, beginning with this sentence, Vedam anochya, in this, here is the beginning of the instruction of many important things which should be performed, which should be followed by the students. Okay. Next sentence. So, Vedam anuchaiti evamadi kartavyata upadesha arambaha. When prag brahma vijnanat, prag brahma vijnanat, prag means before, brahma vijnanam means brahma jnanam. So, before the attainment of jnanam, what does it mean? Before the rising of the knowledge. Before means what? Before implies and how long these disciplines should be followed. The important things which should be performed, which should be followed, which are instructed here, how long they should be followed? Brahma vijnanat prag. Prag Brahma Vijnanat, because just to Sandhi, okay, Prak Brahma Vijnanat means until a person becomes qualified enough to have the knowledge risen. Prag Brahma Vijnanat, until a person becomes prepared enough to have the knowledge risen in his mind, one must follow these disciplines. So it is prag brahma vijnanat niyamena kartavyani. Niyamena, okay, they should be followed means not improperly. They must be followed regularly, properly, as they should be followed. Niyamena, very important. Adverb is very important. How they should be followed. I do whatever the Shastram says, but do not follow exactly how it should be done. That's why doing things also must be done properly. Okay, I do aarti. But how? I don't even wash my face and feet and do aarti, no. Doing aarti means you must be clean enough, must wear clean dress, clothes, you must have had shower. Like this. Niyamena means what? Properly. Anything which should be done must be done properly. As again, following the stipulations, Vedic stipulations. So, niyamena kartavyani. Brahma vijnanat prak niyamena kartavyani. Until a person becomes qualified to have the knowledge arisen in one's mind, all these karmas, which karmas? Shrauta smartha karmani means, see, the word karma literally means karma, action. Here it implies the karmas prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti should be followed properly in keeping with these stipulations. Niyamena kartavyani means what? The disciplines must be followed. Values must be followed. Whatever rituals prescribed should be performed. All these are meant by these words. Shrauta smartha karmani niyamena kartavyani. There's no choice, there's no option. Kartavyam means what? Should be performed. You all know this tavyaranta shabda. You know, like potential passive participles. Should be performed. So, vijnanat, brahma vijnanat prak niyamena shautasmartha karmani kartavyani iti evam artha. This is the message conveyed in this section. Iti evam artha. This is the meaning. This is the message conveyed in this section. What is the message? All the disciplines, values prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti, all the rituals prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti should be done properly until one becomes refined enough, qualified enough to have the knowledge risen in the mind. Okay. Anushasana Shrutehe Purusha Samskarartatvat. And now he gives the reason. The beautiful, this whole Shruti, the whole teaching given in this section, in the form of verbs having all imperative verbs. Satyam vada, dharmam chara, acharya devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, matru devo bhava. See the verbs, all the verbs are in imperative verbs. Means what? Do this. Therefore, and these, the mantras contained with imperative verbs in this section together, are known by one statement, one word is what? Anushasana Shrutihi. Anushasana Shrutihi. Palatal sha, dental sa, you must differentiate. Anushasana Shrutihi. The whole teaching, all the mantras in this section together comes under the title of Anushasana Shrutihi. Oi, Anushasanam means what? Anushasti means governs, rules. Means what? Strictly instructs. The word here, the teacher does not rule the students, does not govern the students, but the teacher strictly instructs. So, Anushasti. Anushasana Shrutihi means what? Veda mantras consisting of strict instructions, are together known by one word, Anushasana Shrutihi. Anushasana Shrutehe Purusha Samskarartatvat means what? Anushasana Shrutihi, here the mantras consisting of strict instructions have, are the whole section of mantras having the strict instructions, has the status of being meant for the refinement of a human being. Purusha Samskara Arthatvat. Purusha Samskaraha is the purpose. Human mental refinement of an individual human being is the purpose. What is the purpose? Why the teacher gives strict instructions? Why should they be followed? Unless you follow these strictly, mental refinement is not that easy. Purusha Samskarartatvat, the entire section has the status of being, status of having the purpose of mental refinement of the human mind. Purusha Samskarartatvat, therefore instructions should be followed. It's a very beautiful expression, Purusha Samskaraha. In fact, Pooja Swami used to emphasize this. The whole human life is ultimately for mental preparation. The mental preparation, of course, is for the jnanam. Of course, jnanam is for mokshaha. Somehow, a person must become refined enough. Mental refinement in terms of what? Having adequate steadiness. Antahkarana shuddhi, antahkarana naischalyam one must have. So, paripurna antahkarana shuddhi, antahkarana naischalyam is possible only in the wake of the jnanam. Unless and until a person attains jnanam, the person has a clear ascertained vision of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, there's no way of having absolute mental purification and mental steadiness. But to have jnanam, one must be adequately purified and steady. Some used to say, unless this person gets married, he cannot get rid of madness. Unmattata. But who will give him, unless he gets rid of the madness, nobody will give him the girl in marriage. This is Swamiji's example. So here also, we have to be adequately prepared to have the jnanam. Only if we get jnanam, we will become absolutely purified. That's why we use this word relative and absolute. Of course, absolute maturity, absolute purity, absolute mental steadiness is possible only when you discover the truth, when you have a clear vision of the only secondless non-dual reality, secondlessness of the reality. The second thing other than the reality, I am the truth. Resolve yourself in that very truth. Then there is the maturity. In absolute fearlessness, there is maturity. But for this jnanam, to attain jnanam, to become absolutely mature and steady, to absolute peace of mind, to have the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, one must be adequately prepared. The adequate mental preparedness to be relatively pure and steady, there is no shortcut method. One has to live a life governed by dharma. Follow the way of life governed by dharma in terms of life of karma yoga. So living a life of karma yoga means what? Not an easy joke. It's a tapas. All these values and disciplines must be consciously, thoughtfully, prayerfully, they must be followed. That is why strict instructions. Okay. Now the reason is given. Samskritasyahi. Who is samskritaha? Purusha samskarat. Mainly for the sake of mental refinement of an individual, the teaching is given. Okay. If a person becomes refined minded, samskritaha. Samskritam is a bhasha, language. Well refined language is samskritam. And samskritam, here samskritasya means the person of refined mind, refined minded person. Samskritasya, he, only for a refined minded. Who is refined minded? Vishuddhasattvasya. Samskritaha is equal to Vishuddhasattvaha. Vishuddham sattvam yasya. Saha Vishuddhasattvaha. Sattvam here does not mean guna. Sattvam here means the mind. Vishuddham antahkaranam yasya. Vishuddham sattvam yasya. Saha Vishuddhasattvaha. Only for purified minded. Only for a refined minded. Atmajnanam utpadyate. Atmajnanam anjasayeva utpadyate. Atmajnanam utpadyate. See, when I read, Sanskritam sounds like Tamil for Tamil people, isn't it? Others, it sounds like your own mother tongue. Atmajnanam utpadyate. Who doesn't understand? Utpatti in Tamil also we have. Atmajnanam utpadyate. Atmajnanam self-knowledge rises. Self rises how? Anjasa eva. Effortlessly, easily, without any strain, easily self-knowledge rises. For whom? For a person whose mind is refined, whose mind is disciplined, purified, refined. Samskritasya hi vishuddha sattvasya atmajnanam anjasa eva utpadyate. Self-knowledge rises effortlessly, easily for a person of mental refinement, a pure-minded person, purified-minded person. That's why mental purification is important. For jnanam, for moksha, jnanam is the only means. Moksha is a choiceless goal for which you need jnanam. For that jnanam, mind has to become refined. To have mental refinement, mental purification, mental steadiness, one has no choice. One has to live a life of karma yoga involving these disciplines and virtue values. Okay. About tapasa. Now, in support of what is being said, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quotation from Smriti, Manusmriti. Tapasa kalmasham hanti vidyaya amrutam ashnute iti smritihi. So Manusmriti, of course Manusmriti is quite vast. Now Smriti, he is going to give examples from both Smriti and Shruti. Of course, what is superior to Smriti is Shruti. And it is said in the Smriti, what is said in the Smriti? Tapasa kalmasham hanti vidyaya amrutam ashnute. Any human being attains immortality, mokshaha. Immortality means what? Moksha. Jivan muktihi. Later on, videha muktihi. So, this immortality, a person attains immortality, means a person attains moksha. How? Only by jnanam. Vidyaya amrutam ashnute. All that a person wants for moksha is only jnanam. So, vidyaya amrutam ashnute. But to attain vidya, for the knowledge to rise, one must be mentally refined. We mean one must have all impurities resolved. So he says, how? kalmasham hanti. A person first gets all his kalmashas resolved. The word hanti, it means destroys. I don't want to use the word destroy. This literally it means destroys. A person destroys all his kalmashams by his tapas. Which means, what does it mean? When he resolves his impurities, then he becomes eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Once he has a mind which is conducive for the rising of the jnanam, then knowledge rises. By the rise of knowledge, he attains immortality. This is the teaching here. So tapas means what? The word tapas, even though austerity, penance, etc. we say, actually, tapas actually means any discipline, any value, anything you do, when you do it strictly, with the commitment, knowing the value of it, it becomes tapas, tapas. So any discipline, any value followed strictly with the commitment, any vow followed strictly with the commitment, any action performed strictly with the commitment, knowing its value, it becomes tapas. So tapasa kalmasham hanti. Kalmasham means what? Kalmasham literally means impurity. Kalmasham means sin. But here kalmasham, anything and everything which becomes a pratibandha, which becomes an obstacle, impediment, obstruction in having the jnanam is kalmasham. So, strong emotions, strong ragadveshas, mental disturbance, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all these are there. Even a certain degree of all these things are enough for you to be adequately restless and impossible to understand the teaching, also impossible. Even if you understand, having doubts resolved is impossible. And to be dwell upon the teaching is impossible. Assimilation of the teaching is impossible. Therefore, definitely one must take care of one's mind. That's why, katam kalmasha hananam. How is it possible to resolve the kalmashas? All the obstacles in attaining the jnanam. Tapas, tapasa. Tapas means what? Even strictly living a life of karma yoga is a tapas. We should not take it for granted. It's because karma yoga, it's not an easy joke. Because always having proper attitude in performing actions, Isharpana buddhi, not forgetting moksha being goal, not forgetting jnanam being the goal, commitment to the pursuit of Bhagavan, total commitment, which is tapas. And always having the focus on preparing one's mind. The focus always on mental preparation for jnanam. Then you will be very strict in, will never compromise with disciplines and values. Therefore it becomes what? Strictly following with the total commitment, knowing the value of what one is practicing. The disciplines, values, etc. becomes tapas. That's why tapasa kalmasham hanti vidyaya amritam ashnute iti smritihi. So Manuspriti also supports this teaching here. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Vakshyati cha. Remember the timing. Okay. Vakshyati cha. So, tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. This is the sentence quoted from Taittiriya Upanishad itself, which you are going to see later on, where the second section of the third chapter. that is Bhrguvalli. In Bhrguvalli, the third section of Taittiri Upanishad itself, we are going to see. So he says, Vakshyati cha, means what? Upanishad herself is going to state later on a third section. Bhrguvalli, what? Tapasa Brahma Vijignyasasva. May you be desirous of knowing the reality by tapas. Means what? Having the desire for knowledge is not enough. Of course, once you know the value of jnanam, you'll have a desire for jnanam. It's not enough. If you have desire for jnanam, and you must make all possible efforts to prepare your mind for that jnanam. Okay, without mental preparation, knowledge will not rise. Even if you have pramanam, even if the teacher is there, knowledge will not rise. The knowledge has to rise. Pramanam is important. One must take care of the mind. And for the mind to be conducive for the knowledge to rise, one needs what? Tapas. What is tapas here? Here tapas is in the form of what? The inquiry into the subject matter of the shastram. Okay, that is tapas. So, which means all the disciplines must be followed strictly with the commitment. So, following all the enjoined disciplines and values strictly, by taking care of one's mind, one must have the desire to know the truth. That's why it is said, tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. May you be desirous of knowing the absolute reality Brahma by the tapas. Tapas means what? The commitment. Commitment to all the disciplines to be followed to prepare one's mind, and also to tapas in following, living life dhar karma yoga, tapas also in following, being given to the discipline of jnana yoga. That is tapas. Ataha vidya utpatyartham vidyotpatyartham anushteyani karmani. Ataha vidya utpatyartham vidyotpatyartham karmani anushteyani. Karmani anushteyani. All the karmas, in terms of all disciplines and values and all rituals, enjoined by the shastram, sruti and smriti, should be followed ultimately to have the refined mind for the purpose of the rise of the knowledge. Vidyayaha utpatyartham. The knowledge has to rise. One must have refined mind, for which one must perform all these karmas. Ataha vidya utpatyartham anushteyani karmani. Kimartham anushteyani karmani. Vidya utpatyartham. Oh, if I follow all these disciplines, will knowledge rise? No. If perform all these rituals, follow all these disciplines strictly, your mind will be prepared enough for the knowledge to rise. That is the meaning here. Anushasti. Having said that, we move on to the next word. Anushasti. Now he goes to the first word, verb. Anushasti. Vedamanochacharyontevasinamanushasti. That he now explained the word anushasti. Anushasti iti anushasana shabdat. So anushasti, that verb used in the mantra, implies what? Anushasanam. From the very word anushasana shabdat, from the very word implying governance, governing. Meant by this verb anushasti, it is it's understood that all these disciplines and values, the various things prescribed Shruti and Smriti, should be strictly followed to be able to have the conducive mind for the rising of the knowledge. Okay. Anushasana atikramehi anushasanasya atikramaha anushasana atikramaha. And atikramaha means transgression. Anushasanasya atikramaha anushasana atikramaha anushasana atikrame. In transgressing this strict instruction, anushasanasya atikrame, anushasana atikrame, in transgressing, in not following this strict instruction, indeed, what happens? Doshasya utpattihi, doshotpattihi. There happens the mistake. Doshotpattihi bhavati. In transgression, in not following this strict instruction, there happens a big mistake. Why? There's no way of becoming free from being a split personality. There's no way of preparing a mind for jnana. It becomes a doshotpattihi bhavati, means what? There happens the error in transgressing this teaching. Prag upanyasat cha karmanam. Prag means before. Here it means before, not until. Karmanam upanyasat. See, why these must be followed strictly? Because these values and disciplines, prescribed Shruti and Smriti, also the rituals, are taught when? Before the teaching of Brahma Vidya. Karmanam upanyasat, as there is instruction of these karmas, before the teaching of Brahma Vidya, it implies what? They should be followed strictly in order to prepare one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. Kevalam Brahma Vidyarambhacha Puram Karmani Upanyastani. Kevala Brahma Vidyarambhacha Puram Karmani Upanyastani. Now all these important factors, important things have been instructed. Upanyastani. Karmani Upanyastani means what? Karmas here implies important things in terms of values, disciplines. The rituals have been instructed before what? Before the beginning of the teaching of pure Brahma Vidya, pure knowledge of Brahman. So without mixing any karma, purely knowledge of Brahman alone is going to be imparted in the following section. We are going to understand only what is absolute reality. Why it is implied by the term Brahma? Where is available for recognition? How to understand that reality? How to arrive at the reality? Therefore, the teaching of the imparting of the absolute reality, otherwise known as Brahma Vidya alone, is going to be discussed purely in the following section. So, Kevala Brahma Vidya means what? Only knowledge pertaining to the absolute reality Brahman is going to be imparted, which forms subject matter of the following section. And before beginning of the pure knowledge of Brahman, Brahman, Purvam, Karmani Upanyastani, all these karmas of Shruti and Smriti have been instructed by the teacher. Why? They must be followed only before that. How long should they follow disciplines? How long should they follow values? How long should they be performing rituals? How long should they be following whatever instructions are strictly given in the Karma Kanda? How long? Only until the knowledge rises. When the knowledge rises, only until the mind becomes qualified. The qualified mind is the mind which is conducive for the rise of the knowledge. When the knowledge rises, then all these become irrelevant. Karma becomes karma abhasaha for a jnani. Now that we'll discuss later on. Therefore, let me read only one sentence and stop. Uditayam cha brahma vidyayam. Why? He says, all these teachings, karmas have been instructed only before the beginning of teaching of the purely Brahma Vidya. Why? Because Uditayam cha Brahma Vidyayam, when the Brahma Vidya Udita, mean what? Knowledge of Brahman has risen. Uditayam Brahma Vidyayam is a Sati Saptami. When the knowledge has risen, Uditayam Brahma Vidyayam, when the knowledge has risen, if the knowledge has risen, then what happens? All these disciplines, all these values, all the karmas become irrelevant. They have served their purpose in preparing their mind for the jnanam. So the rest of the mantras I'll explain tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow we'll have full class, 1.5 hour class. See you all tomorrow. Today happens to be Vijayadashami. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.